Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome aboard, everybody. It's a Wine Friday. Except Jeff forgot to bring the wine. We have no wine on Wine Friday. He's already got the shakes, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, you're on the medicine or whatever. That's your problem.
I'm in here for 2 seconds. Where's the wine?
Some of us need it.
Where's the wine? And I didn't go get wine because I worked out today.
Well, so
and I've been on the medication because they took the chunk of my face out.
Jeez,
so I just choose not to drink wine this afternoon.
Now I'm extra angry.
Because if I drink wine, I go home and fake like I have new wine. I said, well, why don't you open a bottle of wine? Then I'll drink more wine.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yeah. And then order pizza that I don't need. I have a slice of that because I'm on the GLP.
Jeez.
So I didn't bring wine. Sorry.
This GLP is ruining my wine habit.
Sorry. C'est la guerre, c'est la vie.
I should have known.
I know.
I think we had a World Cup bet of some kind that I won, but I don't know what it would have been.
No, I don't know about that.
Name here. There's an interesting common sense question.
Okay.
But name two industries that greatly benefited, I'm sure, in all of North America, but in this country.
Two industries?
Yeah.
Bars?
Correct.
And, this is just off the top of my head because I passed by today, that sign said VRBO.
Yep.
Am I right?
You are. Listen to this number.
Woo!
$1.33 billion in revenue during the tournament.
Wow.
Dallas did $2 billion alone.
Incredible.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I guess it's, like I said, it's common sense, but it's just not something I'd thought about.
A lot of VRBOs over there in Arlington by Jerry World.
Oof, yeah.
By the big stadium.
Miami, let's see. Miami 42. Wait, could that be right? I mean, how can Dallas be so far ahead of all these others? Did they host that many? I guess they host that many games, including the semifinal. Miami, $43 million. L.A., $33 million. And then, in terms of ratings in the U.S., English-speaking, the top five markets for viewership, go.
New York. Miami. Chicago. And Austin.
All right. You're almost wrong across the board. It goes Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Kansas City. Led both in English and Spanish speaking.
Are there that many Spanish speakers in
I guess so.
Kansas City?
Or maybe they're like me, and I watch Telemundo instead.
Well, you watch Telemundo because you got a thing for those.
Maybe I'm not the only one.
Those
it
girls.
Goes Kansas City, Boston. Austin is number three. Austin was the only city that was not a host city for a game. Any San Francisco something? And Dallas.
No Chicago, no New York?
Nope.
Mm. Interesting.
There you go.
Yeah.
Atlanta was up there, too. So was San Diego and then St. Louis. Which
what
I told
about
you, St.
Mexico
Louis.
City? Or is this United States?
This is just.
Okay. And to my knowledge, Mexico City is not United States yet.
Not yet.
What'll Donald Trump think about this?
Not yet.
Yeah.
That's how good of a soccer town Austin is. Didn't even host any of the games.
We did host the Saudi team.
There weren't any games here.
The Khashoggi Killers. We hosted them and their workouts.
Okay, well,
but there are no games. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, so that's... I don't know what to say about Kansas City.
Well, I credit...
Yeah, Mahomes?
Brittany Mahomes,
Before the first U.S. game and the intro, the big dramatic intro, Mahomes was in that, the production. It was pretty good. He's a big soccer guy. So.
Sure, they own a team.
But I don't think that Patrick Mahomes convinced 55% of the entire residents of Kansas City to watch a game.
Well, the Hunt family's very pro-soccer, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
the Lamar hunt had all the... You're right. Really started it in the United States.
Actually, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks.
Well thought out.
Thanks. Well thought out.
It was. It's true. I forgot about that angle.
Did you have Cedric on the show today?
Yeah, yeah.
He's back. Is he back from Tampa?
Yeah, I told him that Paul Feinbaum dropped his name on his show while I was sitting here.
Really?
And he said they do a podcast together.
Paul Feinbaum and Seth Golden?
Yeah, and I go, Seth, I owe you an apology. I did not know that. Then again, I've heard 5 minutes of the Senator Feinbaum show, and usually it's some hick from
It's Joy,
fill in the blank.
It's Joy from Tuscaloosa. How you think we're going to do this year? If we don't win, we got to get rid of that sumbitch.
Exactly.
We got to get rid of that Yankee.
Yeah.
We need to get Saban back, or you need to get Paul Bear Bryant. Get some of his relatives come back.
That's right.
Thank you. You have a good weekend, Paul. I'm going to get me some pulled pork right now. Roll Tide.
Yeah. I think I heard you call today.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So, I didn't know that. We debated LeBron James in Philadelphia.
That is so interesting to me.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it either. I think the thought was if he goes east, he was going to go back home to Cleveland. But I think he is thinking Jaylen Brown's mad because he got traded from the Celtics to Philadelphia. Joel Embiid, if he stays a hair bit healthy or motivated.
Well, he won't.
Tyrese Maxey's a very good guard.
Okay.
So I guess that's what he's thinking, but it broke when I was watching Get Hard. Not Get Hard. The Stephen A. Smith Show, First Take.
Okay.
And Stephen A. was just...
But you've renamed Get Hard.
No, Get Hard is the Greenberg. That's the one before Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, it is?
That's Greeny? Greenberg. He's before Stephen A. Smith.
No, they're on ESPN. They're all on a show together, aren't they?
No, they're not. No. Greenberg's on earlier than Stephen A.
Okay.
Is with his people. Right, Kyle? Hey, by the way, Kyle Owens here. Hi, Kyle.
Yeah, there
How
he
you
is.
Doing? How you doing,
I think
Kyle?
He's shaking his head at everything you've just said, but okay.
I'm right. I'm sorry.
But, you know, I've wondered this. Did he want to go somewhere where he mattered more and got more touches, or did he want to go somewhere where he might get to hold a trophy again?
That's, I think, the latter. I think he wants to hold the trophy, and that's why he didn't go to Golden State.
Yeah, I know that. I know. I get that.
There.
I get that. I don't see that roster with him winning it.
I do, because you got to remember, he played all five positions last year.
I know.
And if Joel Embiid stays a hair bit healthy, they got a good front court with Tyrese Maxey and Jaylen Brown. And I just think it's a positive deal, and I think they will challenge the New York Knickerbockers for the prominence in the East. And I think it's I kind of agree with Stephen A. said on his show, Get Fired Up. He thinks it's a four-team deal now. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Philadelphia, and the New York Knickerbockers. I think those four teams are going to be up there, yeah.
He has is it 2 years before he's played 25?
One more. He's 24. This is 24,
okay.
Year, yeah.
Said disagree with me. I said, does LeBron James end his career as a 76er?
I believe he does.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Sed said he thinks he ends his career in Cleveland. I said, my God, so you're going to play at age 55?
Does he have some deal to play both cities?
Yeah. I mean, is 25 not enough?
Well, you know, he's...
And he can still play. I mean, let's not act like the guy is just moping around out there. Yeah, he carried the Lakers for a little while.
I think he looks at Tom Brady, and Tom Brady's bitch-slapping little-known wrestlers.
What? Kyle, what's going on with him today?
Have I said a falsehood?
I think he's missing the wine.
Have I said a
falsehood?
You
need some wine. See, you wouldn't be saying anything because I get hard or bitch slap or whatever.
I think that's just a term, Jeff, that's a common term. I hope if I offended any of you Mormons out there, Puritans,
obviously
I'm
offended.
You're offended.
Obviously I got offended.
Okay, well, he looks and see a frustrated Tom Brady.
Looking like a goofball.
Who slaps.
Yep.
Another guy, a wrestler, who sees Tom Brady, who sometimes looks directionless.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
With his career.
Yeah, I don't want to end up like Tom in a midlife crisis where he obviously has nowhere to go and he acts like a fool.
He goes home alone. Tom Brady, well, sometimes
he
may...
I mean...
Sometimes he may score, as you single guys like to say.
Okay, Do you think there's a night of the week that if Tom Brady prefers to have company, that he can't have company?
Jeff, I think that's, if that is the case anywhere in our society, if a man who's unmarried, who wants female companion, I think you can make some phone calls. You can go to a bar, maybe a nice country club, and you can...
A country club.
Or a wine bar. And you can get a woman to go home with you.
You can find companionship at a country club?
I would say, depending...
Are you alleging that's where the prostitutes are?
No. I'm saying in a lot of country club situations that are haughty, that are big, that are exclusive.
And they want to be paid.
There are a lot... Well, not necessarily. There are a lot of divorcees. Tom Brady is, you know, a member of many country clubs, and I'm sure they have an active social scene in the summer. And he can go there for a cocktail and find a woman.
Who wants to meet an 80-year-old playing pickleball?
Not 80-year-old. Come on, man. Your version of pickleball is sometime obscene.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
It is.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out the dating scene at country clubs.
Well, you used to be that country club around the corner.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I lost it. Got taken away from me. So I don't know what it's like anymore. I'm sure it's really nice. Through the pool's great.
You saunter down there for the, you know, the Women's Golf Association having their outing? Or?
Yeah. I was about to say something that would be very offensive to that.
And what would that be? We need to get him. I said the word B-slap. I apologize.
Well, yeah. Now, I mean, this thing about dating country club women. What did you call that? The Women's Golf Association?
Women's Golf Association.
Do you think Tom wants to date the women of the Women's Golf Association?
Jeff.
What is the average age of a woman in the Women's Golf Association?
35, possibly 40.
You're on crack.
Now, come on. You have another misperception of female golfers because you don't like female golf. I know. You don't like...
That's not true.
You don't like the LPGA.
I just haven't been able to go back to the club in 7 years.
It's skewing younger.
Kyle, if I say to you, Women's Golf Association, what age comes to mind?
Like 50 plus.
Okay. I'm thinking 80 plus, but okay.
Really?
Yeah. You think Tom needs to go to the country club to pick up women in the Women's Golf Association?
Maybe he likes the mature
women. You know what I think of when you say that?
What?
I think of Carl talking about Mrs. Lubner and Caddyshack.
Lubner. You vixen, Mrs. Lubner.
That's what I think of.
Carl from Caddyshack.
Yeah. Remember that? He had the ball washer.
Yeah. Remember Ty? Ty, what? Judge Smale's niece.
Yeah.
Who they forced to go to live with Judge Smale because she was too wild. Lacey Underalls.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you... that is an interesting take on LeBron James, though, and it's not a bad one, and that is, I don't want to look like Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah.
He's bored, and look what happened to his face.
And the dude is able to, you know, he's got such wealth. He's got his own private jet, off days, go home, go to L.A.
Hey, Kyle, I sent you, guess who weighed in on LeBron James news this afternoon? Who do you think would have an absolutely asinine take on LeBron James?
Mike Tyson or Skip Bayless?
Close.
Today it was announced LeBron James has decided that he wants his next team to be the 76ers. Where do you stand on LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the best ever?
Well, Michael Jordan's a guy that's a friend of mine. Play golf with him. He's a really good guy. And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist, but maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know. But I only like people that like me. So I would say Michael Jordan all the way.
Of course. Is that fake?
No.
Great lyricist. I mean, who's a racist?
LeBron.
No, come on now.
You heard him. That's his take.
That's got to be AI.
No. You mean, look, I agree with you. A lot of weird stuff is AI, but I think Trump's enough of a doofus that he would go here on his own.
He's a friend of mine. Play golf with him. He's a really good guy. And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist, but maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know, but I only like people that like me.
Oh, my God. Did he really say that?
Kyle, how many different times do you have to point to the screen? And by the way, not that it's ever worth the effort to try to make sense of anything, What does that have to do with the question?
And what was the question again by that dweeb? Was that Stephen Miller?
Who's the GOAT? Yeah. LeBron or Jordan?
Go ahead, play it again, Kyle. I mean, the question was pretty straightforward.
Today, it was announced LeBron James has decided that he wants his next team to be the 76ers. Where do you stand on LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the best ever?
Well, Michael Jordan's a guy that's a friend of mine. Play golf with him. He's a really good guy. And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist.
Oh,
but maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know. But I only like people that like me.
There you go.
I just hit the Google, yeah. So it wasn't AI.
Yeah, there you go.
What? I would be, if I'm LeBron James, I'm calling his attorney right now.
No. Trump would, but no.
Maybe he's a racist. Maybe not.
I only like people who like me.
I only like people who like. And Michael Jordan, he's a really good guy. You take away that he gambles so much, he probably had his dad killed. Yeah. Somebody had his dad killed.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy, though.
Yeah.
He's not, actually. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There you go. Can't make that stuff up.
I think LeBron is maybe he's a racist. Oh, my God.
Don't go there, LeBron. Just let it go. And that's not a... I get how it'd be tough to not fight back and have... Because you know someone's going to say, by the way, did you hear this? Wait, what? He said, what?
Who was the interviewer that?
It's just of the press crowd.
Really?
People? It's not.
Somebody in the Oval Office today?
It's not that knucklehead Stephen Miller. It's somebody
You've got missiles flying over there.
I know.
Iran.
I agree. The proper answer would have been, you know what I'm not thinking about right now? Basketball.
I wish him all well. Good for LeBron
James.
There you go.
Next question, please.
He's a great player. Move on. Maybe he's a racist. I don't know.
Maybe he's a racist.
Maybe he's a racist.
Where did that come from?
Maybe he's a racist. I don't know.
I'm trying to think if you just do, like, at what time period in polling is it 51% say LeBron James is the greatest player of all time? Like, it wouldn't be present day. It wouldn't
No,
be.
It's not going to be present. I'm trying to think. Michael Jordan.
Would it be 10 years from now?
Jeff, it could, depending on what happens the next 2 years at Philadelphia. If he wins a couple of championships, yeah. I think you have to give him credit. But there's never going to be a guy like Michael Jordan.
And you know, here's the theory. Not quite Trump-like, but I'll try to do better than that. So... Your son's generation, who didn't really, they didn't grow up with Michael Jordan.
They did. My sons?
They did?
Yeah, they went and saw him at a deal in San Marcos, an exhibition.
Yeah, he was at Texas State in the early 2000s.
They went to that, and they were little boys.
Are you serious?
And Betsy took him over. I was working, probably with you that afternoon.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. They went, they love Michael Jordan.
Okay, well, I was going to say, the documentary... sort of like the OJ documentary has made Kyle's generation aware. And I think The Last Dance made a younger generation go, oh my gosh, those guys were rock stars.
Yeah.
And that, so I'm trying to figure out when the separation is that a generation that grows up with no clue really other than what they've read about Michael Jordan, maybe then LeBron James is considered the greatest of all time.
He's have to do something really, really magnificent the next few years.
Would you not say he's the second best player of all time?
I would say, I'm older than you, my friend.
Are you about to go Trump on me? Who are you going to come up with, Bill Cowens?
No, Jeff, I'm talking.
Is it Dave or Bill?
It's Dave Cowens,
yes, okay.
I'm coming up with people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain. I'll talk about Jerry West.
Oh, gosh.
Well, come on. He's on the damn... It's his logo on the NBA stuff. Don't give me that.
Oh, no. No, Jerry West.
I just mentioned Jerry West.
I know. Okay.
But I would say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was such a...
He's the second best player of all time.
He or LeBron. I like Magic Johnson. I like Lawrence Bird.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many out there.
I know. I'm wondering if there's a time period which there's a generation that starts to say LeBron James. I think that, I don't know when that is. But Trump has spoken. He's a racist, so I guess we're just in the whole...
He didn't say that, Jeff. He said maybe. Maybe he's a racist. Maybe he's a racist. That's because LeBron apparently said something in the past about Donald Trump in God knows what vein or realm.
Right. Doesn't matter if there was any context to it.
And he just gets mad.
Yeah. Or he hears somebody tell him.
Yeah.
Somebody probably had, no offense, but Fox News probably said something.
Hey. Yeah, LeBron James called you a racist.
What a take.
Yeah, maybe he's a racist. I got to take a break.
My favorite line is, I only like people that like me.
Back with more on 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, we're back on the show talking about LeBron James headed to the Philadelphia 76ers, the city of brotherly love. They haven't won a championship in 43 years. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Was that Dr. Duncanstein, that group?
Well, it wasn't Duncanstein. It was Dr. J.
No, I'm talking the Chocolate Thunder, baby.
Right. His name wasn't Chocolate Thunder Duncanstein.
Oh, that was the other guy. Chocolate Thunder I'm talking about.
The Duncanstein was something Griffith.
That was the guy from NC State.
Yeah. No, Louisville.
NC State.
Bet. You don't have any wine.
I don't have any wine.
Did Dr. J win a championship? They won a championship and with Billy Cunningham, the whitest white guy there ever was. He was so pasty. Didn't they win a championship with Dr. J, Billy Cunningham? Was Moses Malone their center?
You're asking these questions. I'm looking up. Philadelphia 76ers claimed the NBA championship May 31st, 1983. They defeated Lakers, a four-game sweep.
What did I just say?
Okay, all right, all right.
Give me my wine.
NBA, they were led by Moses Malone and Julius Erving. Yeah.
Billy Cunningham?
No.
No? You sure?
He might have been the coach.
I thought who played? He wasn't a guard. I thought, Okay. There you go. I want my wine.
You got no wine.
Jeez.
No wine for you.
That's too bad. Here was a question on buy or sell. Let's see what you do with this.
Is that the podcast you do with Ed?
I didn't know. He worked all the time with...
Daryl Dawkins is dead.
He's dead?
He's dead. He died in 2015. Nobody told me.
Jeez, that's terrible.
No, Daryl Dawkins is dead. Three-time NBA finalist center.
What is Daryl Dawkins... Well, two things he's famous for, but what are the two things? Go.
He used to tear up backboards, you know.
Shattered backboard. He's dead?
He's dead.
Well, that's sad if you to bring that up.
He's dead. He died at the age of 58 in Allentown. Let me look up what happened to him.
I think he might have been morbidly obese. That guy was giant, man.
He was Chocolate Thunder. Dawkins died August 27, 2015. Died of a heart attack.
Yeah, I had a bad feeling. He might have gotten really fat.
Oh, man.
That's depressing.
Man.
Dr. J is still around. He looks great. Julius Erving had the greatest dunk in playoff history. He had that scoop thing where he would cup it. He would cup the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And then do like this roundhouse deal. All right, so here was a buy or sell. The Houston Texans have a different starting quarterback in 2027.
I'm selling that wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly.
That's it? That's the end?
Damn it. Damn it. Daryl Griffith played for Louisville.
Give me my wine. That's two bottles in 30 seconds.
You have little faith in C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud, just because he looked like a seventh grader at Old Henry during the playoff games, you have just jumped off his bandwagon.
Yeah.
Jeff, let me just say.
For pretty good reason.
He will be the quarterback this year.
Agreed.
Next year.
No.
And the next year.
No.
He will. Want to bet a bottle of wine?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
I do.
Good.
I do. I would like
I'm
to
I'm looking
bet.
To the crystal ball of the future. There he is.
The quarterback for the Texans in 2027, Baker Mayfield.
You are just so high on Baker Mayfield, and for what?
Anybody,
for what?
Kyle could have quarterbacked the Texans to the AFC Championship game
but
a year ago.
But you have this affinity for Baker Mayfield.
No, I'm just saying there's a... I read this at 4 o'clock in the morning. I wish I would have come up with all of it on my own. Two, three pieces of evidence here. One, the Texans did not pay C.J. Stroud. They said, we're going to go ahead and hold off on that deal for now.
You know what that's called, my friend? It's called motivation. Incentive, motivation.
Okay.
He's going to dig deep.
And they're hedging their bets in case he goes psycho like he did in the playoffs last year.
Jeff, he had injuries. Come on, man. His team was injured. He didn't have the same wide receivers he's throwing to, and you throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Like a rabid dog.
Well, I mean... I wouldn't throw a dog under a bus. But, yeah. So, Baker Mayfield's in the last year. If I were
he's
him...
He's got to get out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too, is that the shelf life in Tampa Bay, I think he's taken that as far as he can take it. They've got to rebuild. They got nothing there.
Hey, let me give you Todd Bowles' expression of Baker says, Todd, yeah. I'm going to Houston. Right. Here it is. Look at me.
I know. He might say, good luck.
Okay.
That would be it.
Okay.
That would be it.
He wouldn't move any part of his face. Okay.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield could try to shoot him and the guy wouldn't change expressions.
Okay.
So there you go. If they go to the AFC Championship game this year, he's the quarterback for them in 2027 and beyond.
CJ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you have, you have them in the championship game?
They should. The only thing stopping them is him.
Well, I would tend to say yeah. And did you see the news? Joe Mixon is gone.
Yeah,
Joe Mixon's not playing anymore. We have never found out why he was out. We believe he shot himself in the foot or somebody shot himself in the foot. Or
what happened? I'm still... I keep hearing this story because I really thought that was a good pickup by the Texans. Because Joe Mixon... has been really good in the NFL and really durable.
He was a creep, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that he's, you know, your moral compass, but I thought it was a smart pickup. I did. And that thing went sideways.
Yeah.
And all I know is people say, I think Joe might have shot himself, but I'm not sure. Like, how do you not know?
There was some...
And Joe shows up at the training room and they go, wow.
No transparency there.
Yeah. It must be bad.
Yeah, it must be bad or embarrassing.
Yeah, it's got to be really bad. It's not, you know, he was jumping into the pool and broke his shoulder or something. It's got to be pretty awful. What do you think?
I think he probably shot himself, and I think he thought he was going to come back, but it was a more severe and did probably some ligament damage or other damage, and that's when he
think maybe a friend might have shot him?
Maybe a loved one, possibly.
That's where I'm going with that. Yeah. He's got history.
And after all the negativity of Deshaun Watson in Houston with the massages, I think they put that baby under wraps and probably, since there were no criminal charges filed, apparently, they just sort of let it go. Let it go, as the song says. Let it go.
By who?
Was that Sabrina Carpenter? Let it go. Let it go. That was from Ice. You should know. Was that right, Cal?
Ice.
Frozen?
Frozen.
Ice.
Close.
Yeah, I bet I saw it five times, and my daughter was in the gown each time and sang the songs over and over. I had a Frozen birthday party with, was it Anna was the sister?
Yeah, Elsa and Anna.
Yeah, it wasn't Elsa. It was a hired Anna to sing the songs
really?
At the birthday party
How
for all
cool
the girls in Frozen outfits.
How cool!
I lived that.
That is great.
I was like, what was it? I mean, I was dressed like what's the guy? Not the funny donkey, or the reindeer, whatever. With moose. What was the guy? The love interest.
You were in
Olaf,
costume?
Or no? That's
not
the,
Olaf.
That's
you were in costume
snowman.
For this. Man, you lost your man card with me.
I was not in costume. I mean,
you were in costume for that concert you went to, and you showed me pictures.
Kristoff.
She said, "Let it go, let it go."
Yeah.
Okay.
No, did Anna sing that or did Elsa?
I never saw Frozen.
That's Elsa's song.
Yeah.
Never saw Ice. Never saw Frozen.
It's not Ice, man. They're not arresting the small children, or maybe they are.
What country do you hail from? Did you read about that today? They got an American Airlines. Did you read about this? This dude from Jamaica has been a Southwest Airlines stewardess or steward for 4 years.
Steward. How about a flight attendant?
Can you try that?
I mean, why can't you work that into your
air waiter? He was an air waiter for four years.
Flight attendant
for 4 years, but he outstayed his visa. He had like a visa for the year and Southwest hired him. Apparently he was a model steward, air steward. Air waitress. Everybody loved him, and he got off the plane last week, and ICE got him, and he's now going to sit back to Jamaica.
So I'm calling to book the Frozen party with you can hire someone to sing the songs dressed like either Elsa or Anna, maybe Olaf too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm booking it through this person, and then Anna shows up. Very nice, very professional. She was a student of mine.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
Hey, Professor Ward. Then I thought I had such a good experience with that. Then I have a Star Wars party. So I think I hit a home run in the last party.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to hire some Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Those dudes showed up so baked.
Really?
The guy, I walk out, I go, hey, man, you're 30 minutes late. I got a whole upstairs full of kids waiting on Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, man, it was a rough night.
They're stoned?
The guy's baked. And then his lightsaber didn't work.
Oh, no.
I had to run to HEB to get him batteries for the lightsaber to work. I said, you cannot go in there with a broken lightsaber.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Then the kids started hitting it with lightsabers.
The outrage. That happened to me with my brother, my developmentally disabled brother, John, who loves Batman and Superman. We hired a Batman and Superman to come to the party.
Right.
Superman shows up, and he goes about 4'3". And he's just, and this Batman had a terrible outfit. And my brother goes, that's not Batman.
Oh, no,
that's not Superman.
No.
You know, wouldn't even talk to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
they said, where's my money? Where's our money?
Oh, yeah. Now, I go meet this guy out front. He's in like a Pinto or something. He comes falling out of the Pinto. I'd been on a bender all night.
Mm-hmm.
Although he didn't look the part. I got to say that. He had a good outfit. So after a while, the kids just gave up. They started hitting him with sticks.
Beautiful.
I said, you're not getting paid until the exact time this is over. So go over there and let him hit you with sticks.
All right. Kyle says we need to take a break. We must take a break. I kind of wish I'd have brought wine now.
Yeah.
You know, I know. And I wish I would have.
Yeah. You're in an angry mood. And
I'm happy, man. I had a great workout today with my friends. Had a great, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You think how much better you would be right now with a glass or two.
I would. Kyle, we have anybody in there? Do we have any interns in there?
We got a couple people that had said that they would, and then as soon as I said sure, they said no. So
really?
Yeah.
We need more team players. They're not team players.
Somebody did recommend that you DoorDash it, especially since Jeff just won two bets.
Well, is that what somebody said?
I won two bets in like 12 seconds.
You did.
Like they just boom, boom.
You did? You knew
rapid fire.
Philadelphia 76.
I knew my 76er history.
I thought he was NC State. What am I thinking? I think it's Spud. Spud Webb. We got to take a break.
Webb didn't play for NC State.
Of course he did. He played for Jimmy Valvano, Jeff. I was there. I was in Midland. I met Jimmy Valvano.
NC State is not in Midland.
I know. He played junior college P-Brain in Midland. And he got recruited by everybody. And he went and joined Jim Valvano at NC State. You want to bet a bottle of wine?
I'm not going to bet on that.
See?
That's too obscure.
Oh, it's tulips. Come on, be a man. Bet a bottle of wine. Bet a bottle of wine. Bet a bottle of wine.
I tried to stay in my lane. I knew my 76ers trivia.
You bet a bottle of wine, I'll get DoorDash. Or somebody.
Well, I mean, the way,
I've never done DoorDash.
That's kind of twisted. So what you'll do is you'll get a bottle of wine now that I'm going to have to pay for it.
Where's your bell?
Even though you owe me. You owe me.
Back after this. Do we have? I'm going to go check with El Pato and Carla, see if they have any good wine down there.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Friday afternoon, they got the bar set up down there.
Nice.
It's great. All right, back with more. 1027 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 1027 ESPN.
Hey, we're back on the show right now. Ed Clements and Jeff Ward, Kyle Owen, who will be with us tomorrow for the 15th Club Golf Show and End Zone Club Show at Dirty Martin's Place, 5 o'clock, our producer today. Jeff is eyeing the tweets right now. Do we have some good ones?
Yeah.
All right.
Here you go. First tweet up is Mike Neiman tweets, I have get hard and bitch slap on my bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
Get Ed to use the term wife beater t-shirt in a sentence and I win.
Really? Okay.
Well done.
Okay, well, what do we have? He had bitch slap, and what else did he have?
He had get hard and bitch slap, and now you just need to use wife beater t-shirt in a sentence.
I got a good
one. Mike Neiman wins.
All three of them in a sentence.
I got a great one.
All right, let's hear it.
Jeff Ward, while wearing his wife beater shirt, could not get hard, and she bitch slapped him.
He's cracking himself up. He thinks that's the funniest joke of all time. Wow, that was hilarious.
I get fired this
man time. That really cracked you up. Nice. Okay, well, Mike, I hope that qualifies and you win. You get a coffee mug. John Hawk tweets, Boston was indeed a host city for the World Cup. Several games were played in the Patriots Stadium.
We know that.
Yeah. Nobody said otherwise.
He said Austin, not Austin. Boston.
Yeah.
I apologize. That term I use is a vulgar slang term, a forceful open-ended slap to the face.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's a little late.
Okay, sorry.
You just made what apparently, according to you, is the funniest joke you've ever heard.
Well, the guy asked me to make a sentence, and I did quickly.
You certainly did, very quickly. Antonio Romo arrested in Wisconsin. Does he keep his CBS on-air gig?
Yeah, that's a story that broke.
He's not going to get fired.
He's not going to get fired. Tony Romo got arrested, I guess, last night around 6 o'clock. He played in a golf tournament up in Milwaukee and got popped for, they call it, operating while
intoxicated.
OWI. And this is his first offense. So I think he, in the fine, what did you say, fine?
Kyle told me $150 bucks. Is $150
to $350. Yeah, so it's $150 bucks to $300, and then because it's a DUI, there's like another $300 bucks on top of it?
He can afford that.
Yeah.
Listen, he's not going to get fired.
I don't think so. I mean, what would they do? Move Tom Brady into that? No, he's CBS, so no.
He's Jim Nance's partner. Jim.
I know people are kind of tired of the Romo act.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
I like Tony Romo.
I think he's good.
I think he was slandered when all he doesn't prepare. He's not full loney. You think Tom Brady prepares?
I think he prepares too much.
He prepares with his face. That's what he prepares with.
I think Tom Brady is too stiff. He tries far too hard. He reads too many things, and that doesn't come natural to him. I'm not saying Tony Romo is Notre Dame, although he's got some pretty interesting, but it's quirky enough that it's interesting, and it's pretty smart, I think.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they... I don't know what he would have to do to get fired. I mean, something would get him fired, but not this.
No. I think he's secure because he's still... Listen, they're paying him, you know, $18 million
a year. How much is left on his deal?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. He's got a few more years. He's a young guy, so...
Yeah.
That's pretty good money there, you know, for his lifestyle in Dallas. Yeah. Yeah, good money for him.
It's $150, and
that's what I saw that too.
Holy cow!
His deal ends in 2030.
2030? Wow, we.
It was 10 years, $180 million.
Good for Tony Romo. Good for Tony Romo.
They hired Greg Olsen.
Well, Greg Olsen got bumped, yeah, of course, by Tom Brady. And Greg Olsen is eminently better than... And Greg Olsen got an Emmy this year.
Yeah. I know he got an Emmy and got demoted.
Yeah. So, but no.
I mean, if they wanted to replace Tony Romo, the
I don't think they will. Greg Olsen will be great. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only person I think you could replace him with, and I'm with you. I don't think there's any reason to replace him.
And I think in a lot of ways, we're not going to see those ginormous salaries like we saw with Tom Brady and with Tony Romo, because look what's happened at ESPN the last 10 days. They're whacking people like the Corleones, you know, like Luca Brasi. You know, where's Michael Griffin? He swims with the fishes. Where is, you know, Sal Palantonio or...
Michael Griffin is swimming with the fishes?
Oh, who am I thinking of?
You mean Robert Griffin.
Robert Griffin.
But Tom Pelissero. He got fired a long time ago.
Well, he swam with the fishes a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom Pelissero.
Yeah, it was Ryan Clark, Carl Ravitch.
Yeah, they're swimming with the fishes.
They fire people in batches is what they do, so it doesn't look like it's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... You would think... Well, you think any network would learn their lesson from the Brady deal?
Yeah,
I mean that's.
But many. But Jeff, hold on. That's still sort of a home run for him, because they've got the name and they've got Brady, and people will still watch Brady because he's Brady. Even though those of us in the profession, we know a BS artist when we see one. You know what I mean? We know what a good analyst is because we lived in the John Madden days. We lived in so many good analyst days. You know, you know what a really good, insightful analyst is. I do. I think I do.
Yeah.
No, I think Brady's just a pretty face.
No, he's an ugly face. He's a Madonna face. He's horrible.
Don't go down that
way. Yeah, no, he's on his way to Madonna face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is he 50?
No, he's not 50. He's probably 46
I mean,
now.
He's going to be Madonna face by 65.
Hmm.
How old is she, 102 or something like that?
I think she's my age. She's 47.
You look better than she does.
Thanks a lot.
I know that means a lot.
It means a lot. I can take it.
Given that she looks like Frankenstein.
Guess what Jeff said today. I look better than Madonna.
Given that she looks like Frankenstein with a blonde wig.
She does not?
Yes, she does.
Good Lord,
no, seriously,
man.
There's nobody, if you put her picture up there and even more so women than men would say that's Frankenstein with white hair.
Madonna pit.
Bleached out hair, no less. Pull one up right now. Tell me the first thing you don't think of is a blonde Frankenstein.
I don't think of a blonde Frankenstein.
Oh, please.
I don't.
Not a picture of her in 1985. I mean a picture right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get recent. Recent.
Go ahead.
Madonna pick.
They kept that camera about 80 yards away.
Well, she's... Oh, good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, no.
That's Frankenstein.
It's not Frankenstein. It's... She's just, so tight.
No, that's Frankenstein.
And her face. Oh, lady.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, he's on the road.
I mean, it just feels like it's... can you be addicted to plastic surgery? Is that a thing?
We're going to talk about that next.
What do you mean? You don't know. Why are you acting like you know?
We got to take a break. After this break, more on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.